From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Julia Duba. David Beckham met on Wednesday with Miami-Dade commissioners to discuss Mayor Carlo Jimenez's new proposed site for a soccer stadium. Jimenez suggested a boat slip site between Museum Park and American Airlines Arena. This comes after much debate over Beckham's group's first choice for the stadium's location, Port Miami. Critics of the Port Miami site say there would be too much traffic, and Royal Caribbean is leading an opposition group called Miami Seaport Alliance. Beckham spoke with reporters outside Miami-Dade County Hall, and they asked him if the boat slip site is now his first choice.
It's another site. I wouldn't say it's a preferred site, but it's a very good option. Likewise with the Port of Miami. And like I said, you know, we've had a couple of meetings with certain people, and we've listened to the concerns and listened to the worries. And at the end of the day, you know, we want to please the people of Miami.
Beckham's group prefers a waterfront site for the stadium and has promised that any stadium built in Miami would be privately funded. Cuba's communist government announced this week that it arrested four Cuban exiles who were visiting the island. The men have been charged with plotting terrorist activities. Tim Padgett points out arrests like these are often meant to send a larger message.
Cuban authorities said the four men had been taken into custody in late April for allegedly planning attacks on military installations. They were identified as José Ortega Amador, Obdulio Rodriguez González, Raibel Pacheco Santos, and Félix Manzón Álvarez. Cuba also claims the men were acting under orders from exile militants in the South Florida Cuban community. Either way, analysts say the arrest could be used as an excuse for a crackdown on Cuban dissidents, or they may be Cuba's response to being listed again by the United States as a state sponsor of terrorism. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
And this is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Julia Duba.